Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a friend, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, really quick, friends, just shooting from the hip concerning what we just heard again. Did you hear how many propaganda hits concerning now these people in this group? They're now going to have to prove their vaccine status. I'm here to tell you that's all they're doing is testing the people to see how far they can go with you. When you don't comply, it stops. Okay? If they want to proceed, sue them. This is all AP. This is all administrative law, New York. This is all a pretended authority. There is no law in which they've referenced to enforce that which they cannot. And again, friends, I've said it so many times, but we're seeing in Minnesota where it's all coming to an end. Why? Because the people are not complying. They've been trying to keep the American people asleep for the last 3 years. They've been trying to shut you down from what's going on across the world concerning defiance in the millions per country, as you just heard yesterday from our friend in Australia. Hey, folks, again, we're the ones that are to be leading the way here. Not foreign countries, but praise God, they're standing up and doing what we ought to be doing. And I am doing it, by the way, for the record. I want you to hear this. This is John Hancock. This is the guy that wrote his name on the Declaration of Independence so big that the tyrant king across the pond didn't even have to put on his spectacles. Okay? Listen to me carefully, friends. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. He said, continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights, by the way, which God has given, and no man ought to take from us. It's time that you learn what it is that our forefathers taught us. And it's time that the tyrants learn that you are not a serf. Your rights don't come from the state. That's an evolutionary view of government. Your rights come from God, and you will by no means forfeit those rights to their pretended authority. It's important that you do this now. And again, friends, when this is all said and done with, for me, the resolve is, no, it's not okay that it's all said and done. These criminals aggrandized $36 billion in wealth and attacking the little guy and driving traffic to big corporations where they themselves, friends, increased their wealth. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, they want to stop being the bad guys and go on after they just basically raped the people on a global basis of a fraud, which has been perpetuated on a fraud, Ephesians 4:14. John 8:44, again, considering the source, and they're just going to walk away from it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They must be lawfully dealt with, each and every one of them, that has violated their oaths, going all the way to the top and beyond. These little puppets and these clowns in the circus of politics. It's for the people on a global basis to go beyond and go to the special interest groups that have been paying their said politicians to commit crimes against their people on a global basis. And they must be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. Nobody on this planet is above the law. In the spirit, the law is always perpetual. The law is always perpetual. It's always at work. And it's for us to respond to the living God through that mercy in bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Check it out when you get a moment. Now, friends, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Governor Jesse Ventura with us. I'm looking forward to it. I've been doing a little homework on him, and I'll kind of set it up when we get him on the phone here in just a couple minutes. But I'm looking forward to this interview that we're going to have with him. And again, we're going to have Governor Jesse Ventura with us in just a couple moments. Now, before we get to that, friends, let's go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to the top right side of that page. After you subscribe, we are right on the top left. There is Bradley's show, 2 to 3 Central, 5 days a week. On Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central. On the right side, this is Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. All of our resources are up there as well. Also, go to Bradley's schedule. We're going to be on the road starting next weekend again. We're going to be at For the Love of God and Country. That's going to be in Clear Lake, Iowa. Then we're going to be in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, doing television with Dr. Alan Keyes. And then we're going to be in Florida at WPNN Radio 103.7 Florida in studio interviews. And then we are coming back around on the East Coast over to that of the MSU College. We'll be doing that from 9 to 12 on March 2nd. And then we will also be doing the high school there, which will be at CSCL High School 2 to 3 that Wednesday. So we are out there doing the stuff. Now, again, friends, what you need to do is check out our schedule online. If at any time, by the way, in the up-and-coming three segments that we have Jesse with us, if there's time, if there's a minute or a breath that we can get you in, or if you have questions or comments, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We all know this to be the case. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. And that is what all of our conversations are predicated or premised upon, because the presupposition is that God is, no question about it. And as I always say, friends, what God put in me, no devil in hell can take it out of me. Those that try to do so, they're fools for their pains. And I hope that's the same for you, because he is who he says he is. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not the Son hath not life. Again, what we're going to be doing here, friends. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you, go over to Before It's News. Top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. And folks, on the other side of this break, we're going to pick up Governor Jesse Ventura, and I don't know how many questions I'm going to be able to ask. I'm just going to do my best, because I know the guy's got the gift of gab just the same way that I do. But there is some things I want to ask him concerning things that he said, things that he's done as the governor of the state of Minnesota. And that one question that I want to ask him, as a matter of fact, is about the CIA meeting in the basement of the Minnesota Capitol after he became the governor of the state of Minnesota. So we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we are live today, and it is December 7th. We all know what this commemorates. It commemorates that of December 7th, 1941, as to what took place at Pearl Harbor. So with all due respect to those that are still among us, we salute you concerning our military every step of the way. And the fact of the matter is, folks, this is a day of infamy, no question about it. But we do need to ask real questions concerning what happened on December 7th, 1941, as well as what happened on September 11th, 2001. And I can go down the list concerning the questions that need to be asked by the American people concerning the powers that are tolerated. So with that said, friends, I do want to let you know if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me get you caught up over the last segment here, friends. I want to show you what's going on here. We have Hamish Kilgore, the clean drummer and the New Zealand music pioneer. He dies at age 65. This is just yesterday. Then we have the cause of death being revealed for Jack and Christina Wagner's son, Harrison Wagner. And then this is all new news, friends. And then we have the WWE Hall of Famer, former Four Horsemen member, in ICU after massive heart attack. This is all brand new information. Going back to just clearing the screen up for you. Nick Bollettieri, renowned American tennis coach, he has died. And again, friends, I'm not equating everybody's death to that of the experimental jab, but I am saying pay attention to the timeline here because, folks, we've never seen anything like this in all of our lives. I also wanted to show you this, friends, because, again, it's of importance that you hear this. But you know that Rod Stewart, the singer from the 60s and the 70s, you all know that both of his brothers died in 1 month, right? Oh, you didn't. Well, that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty, is prying your eyes open and your ears open concerning what is happening across the board. I bet everybody in Hollywood and the music industry, those that are blinded by the god of this world, are trying to figure out what's going on. Again, that's what we're doing here, friends. We're opening their eyes by the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. But look at this. On screen, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Look at the top left side of the page. If not, I will narrate. It shows a picture of Rod Stewart with his little boy, 11 years old. Rod Stewart's son reveals 11-year-old son collapsed, rushed to the hospital with a suspected heart attack. 11 years old, folks, okay? And then right before the show today, December 7th here, again, if you're on social media platforms, I want you to see this for yourself, lest you think Bradley Dean is making this information up, which we are not. An urban middle school student died. This is December 7th, 2022. This is brand new information. Now, with all of this brand new information that I've been giving you, friends, yes, of course, you're going to get the useful idiots out there, those that are not thinking things through. That's why we continuously say it's got to be a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, again, that's the reason that we're here. But you know what's interesting is I get people every once in a while, like this guy, Blaze Buds, 21 hours ago. As you well know, I've been keeping everybody up to par concerning all of these mysterious deaths that have been just rolling out, Amos 8:3, over the last year and a half. And these people just don't know what the problem is. But I want you to hear what Blaze Bud has to say. This is what he said to me yesterday after yesterday's show. He said, I don't like listening to you, only the other guy. You just push fear, which we don't need more of. This is what he goes on to say. He said, yes, the jab is bad, but everyone that I know got it and is fine for now anyways. We don't care about all of these deaths and stop trying to assume every death is from that. Okay? Now, folks, of course, I had a reply, and I replied with this. If you were going to come to a cliff, and Bradley said nothing to you in warning you of the impending danger, would he be pushing a good fear or a negative fear? See, because what we do is we walk in the light of the countenance of the Most High God here, and we walk in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. And if we walk in the fear of the Lord, we depart from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. And then what also comes to my aid is Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. So we have people that don't understand what real love is. Real love warns, friends. Read Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Read the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Knowing the care of the Lord, we persuade men. Apparently, to such people like this, it's not love, but hate to actually warn them from the impending danger. Now, again, what begs the question here is, can you make this kind of stuff up? No, you really can't. You love on people for telling them the truth. And what does the Bible tell us in John 7:7? When Jesus was being rejected by his own brothers, he said, the world cannot hate you. This is Jesus speaking to his brothers. He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against it concerning the evil deeds thereof. And weren't we promised as Christians that we're going to be hated by the world for his name's sake? Weren't we warned by Jesus himself in John 15 when he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you? See, they look at the love of Christ as hate. And I also think of Leviticus 19:17, which now comes to my aid by the Holy Ghost, where it says that we're not supposed to hate our brothers. We're supposed to rebuke our brothers and not allow sin upon them. Folks, This is the sign of a reprobate, and that means without the ability to discern right from wrong in judgment. And yet in Ezekiel 44:23, Scripture tells us that we, as Christians, kings and priests in the sight of the Most High God, a peculiar people, and I'm thinking of the book of Peter right now, that we are supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And if we know the Torah, God's moral law, we're going to know what the difference between hate and love is. Hey, friends, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, Proverbs 27, verse 5. Love warns because it loves. As a matter of fact, God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And what is the end of the law? Matthew 22, verse 37, Romans 13. God gave his law because he loves. See, what it comes down to, friends, is evil men understand not judgment. And why is that? Well, it tells us in Proverbs 28, it tells us that those that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. So therefore, going full circle, individuals such as this one telling me that he doesn't like the fact that I'm warning him of his impending danger and judgment, he would rather have someone tell him or overlook the issues rather than confront the issues and confront the responsible party for the issues in which we deal with today. Read Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16 for yourselves, and you will understand once again perfectly as to what I'm saying here. But to suggest that you don't like hearing from somebody that's telling you to watch out, to be careful, there's a cliff in front of you, you're going to go over the end, and you're going to crash at the bottom to your own destruction, is somehow an offense to you, you better check yourself, brother, to say the least. Because there's a whole lot of this going on in the United States of America today. And what do I have to say about all of that? Well, you deserve what you've got coming. And rest assured, friends, look at it as hate, look at it as love. But it is love, and it's out of a heart of love, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Romans 5:5, well, I can tell you it matters not. Facts are stubborn things. And we are in the middle of it right now. And what we need is a whole lot more of those that are willing to love God enough to tell man the truth enough. And that's what we're lacking in the United States. We need to get back to that real love. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to get to the main topic here. And that main topic is they are showing you who they are. Do you know that the mainstream media in the United States of America just named Vladimir Lozinski? Folks, Vladimir Lozinski, the person of the year in the United States? Oh, my goodness. Just hang on a second. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Remembrances are being held across the country to commemorate the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City, Michelle Chauvin is a daughter of a Pearl Harbor survivor who's since passed away. She says it's up to new generations to remember and share the lessons of that day.
Several years ago, when I asked my father what message he would like to relate to the world, it was, take care of our country's veterans and the families of deceased veterans, and of course of soldiers who are serving today.
There are still few details after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation. They also added that there is no threat to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to the main topic because I don't want to rush this, which I may have to. I have 1 hour, as you all well know, but I'll give you enough of a download, put salt on your tongue for you to seek out the information to verify the facts in which we're bringing to you even now. You all know that the mainstream media is controlled by the CIA. We all know this. There's Operation Mockingbird. We've known since the 70s. They're continuously acting out as a subversive, using straw men, as they're the ones that are behind what they're doing when they're trying to destabilize nations, to commit overthrows. We know all of it. It's all out there. The Lord has brought it all to the light, Luke 12:2. Well, folks, I mean, does it get to the point where the people say, okay, enough? I mean, you see the provocation of war taking place in this country. I've said this for 17 years, and it's this simple. Friends, they're using corrupt politicians. Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots. Hand in glove with the corrupt in the media, which, by the way, it's the interconnection and the inner workings and the alliances are about as telling as they get. They're all related somehow or another. And it's a small group of people across the country that are dictating the narrative on a global basis. Hey, this is the mainstream media. Oh, and yes, it includes Fox News. They're just as bad as what you would call MSNBC, friends, on so many different levels. But we all know that it's all propaganda. But again, the question that needs to be begged here by the people is, when do the people say, okay, we see what this is. We need to take our government back in hand lawfully. This is simple. It's all in the Constitution. I mean, look at this. So now what they're doing is to try to justify the unjustifiable. I'm showing a picture of Time's Person of the Year. This is Vladimir Zelensky in the spirit of Ukraine, they're saying. Okay? I want you to remember this because I'm going to show you something in just a second here, as am I going to play a couple videos for you concerning who Vladimir Zelensky is. He's a Nazi. He's a sodomite. He's an actor. He's an actor put into place to justify what Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, are responsible for doing when committing the act of treason with the country of Ukraine. Now that he's there by voter fraud, speaking of Joe Biden, their little puppet, okay, which is a representative of the powers that are tolerated behind Joe Biden, he's just exhibiting who they are behind him, okay? And, of course, to the minions of hell, John 8:44. But now that he's in office, he's lawfully, as some would believe, stealing away tax dollars from the coffers of the American people, from the American people, to now give millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to the likes of the Person of the Year, Vladimir Zelensky. Okay? Now, just so you all know who Vladimir Zelensky is, I'm going to show you a picture of who Vladimir Zelensky is. And, of course, this is him right there. Keep in mind, he's a sodomite. He's a Nazi. He's an actor. So he went from the position of being an actor behind closed doors, a sodomite. Oh, okay, I know. There's some people that are just not convinced that that's Vladimir Zelensky. Well, just hang on a second. Here's Vladimir Zelensky right here, for those that haven't seen it. And this is him with his buddies, his sodomite buddies. By the way, they're advocating for what God condemns. And our media is advocating and praising this man. That's him right there with high heels on in a homosexual sodomite video. That's him right there. Okay? Just so you know who he is. Then they show him grabbing another man's buttocks. Okay? And they're trying to sell you this man as the Person of the Year. As the Person of the Year. Don't forget, friends, that he is a Nazi. Okay? Now, I want to show you something else because many people didn't see this, but I need to play it again. Here's Vladimir with one of his gay buddies playing the piano with his male appendage, his genitalia. That's him on the left. He's playing a piano with his male appendage, friends, and somehow or another, some people think this is funny. See, if I can demoralize you, I can control you, and that's why they're using people such as Vladimir Zelensky, because they want you to think it's all fun and games, and somehow or another it's just a joke, when in fact it's not a joke. These are the people that they're putting in power to rule nations, friends. And if that's not bothersome, I would like the definition of knowing what bothersome is. This is dangerous, to say the least. Now, I want to go back, and I want to give you a quote by a man by the name of Winston Churchill. He wasn't a good guy. He was a globalist. If you remember in World War II, he's sitting there with Roosevelt as well as Joseph Stalin. He looked uncomfortable, but he was a part of the gang. He was a part of the pack in trying to break down the nations to create a new world order. See, it failed after World War I to the League of Nations under that of Woodrow Wilson. And when that failed, they had to create another war. And they did, namely World War II, where at the end of that war, what was conceived? The United Nations. You see how this works? They create the chaos. They bring in the new world order. They bring in the chaos. They bring in the new world order. They bring in the chaos. They bring in the new world order. But going back to Winston Churchill, he said a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has the chance to get its pants on. Well, that's true in part, but that's the advocation of what men can do. That is until the Lord has his way. We've all heard it said by William Cullen Bryant, truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and it always does. And we heard from that preacher, Augustine, who long ago also said that the truth is like a lion. It doesn't need to be defended. Just let it loose, and it will defend itself. Well, keep in mind who that lion is. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he will set the record straight, and he always does. See, but what man attempts to do is they intend to manipulate the truth of the Word of God so they can have dominion over the lives of other men. See, they have no control over their own lives, but they want to control over everybody else's lives, right, or their lives. Folks, that's the definition of tyranny and ignorance on the behalf of those that submit themselves to such people as I'm highlighting even now. I want to go back to 1917 really quick, and then I'm going to give you some definitions of Times Men of the Year and how the mainstream media has continuously propped up their globalists in a favorable light. Now, I want you to understand something. Scripture is clear when it tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Let me say it one more time. So in other words, when you look at the men of the world that are highly esteemed, you ever notice how the mainstream media and organizations and agencies, they love to praise their own? The Bible says that's an abomination in the sight of God. I mean, you go into Washington, D.C., you see a lot of the streets named after current presidents. You go all over the United States of America, you see presidents' names, senators' names, activists' names, so on and so forth. Many of them are debased, and they're reprobate. And to be quite frank, they, again, were men of the world, but yet the world loves to praise them. The Lord said, beware of that. But now let me go back to 1917, where a man by the name of J.P. Morgan, who was a banker and a steel tycoon. By the way, this was in the congressional record by a representative back in 1917 named Oscar Calloway when he entered disturbing information into the congressional record. This is what it was. J.P. Morgan, a banker and a steel tycoon, 1929 Time Man of the Year, by the way. He hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to determine America's most influential newspapers. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers that it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policies, not the law, the policies of the papers were bought and paid for, and an editor of Morgan's choice was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping with the new policy, their new policy. So today we have 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 2,400 publishers, and all of these are owned and operated by only 6 corporations worldwide. Just to give you a background, friends, as to who's in control of the narrative. If they weren't in control of the narrative, then why are they using big tech companies to censor guys like me? Because they want to control the narrative. What is the enemy to the state? The truth that we preach. And we're going to continuously preach it, Ephesians 5:11, regardless if the devil likes it or not. We're not asking him for permission. So with knowing that, friends, again, I want to get over to Time Magazine's labeling the following people as the men of the year, and I want you to consider the source that it's your media promulgating and advocating and praising these wicked men that they have time and time again have put up as Time Magazine's men of the year. Luke 16:15 says, and he said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15. I'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Again, the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I titled the show today, They Are Showing You Who They Are. Joe Biden is only an exhibition of those that control him. Zelensky, Vladimir Zelensky from the Ukraine, he's only an exhibition and an expression of who those are that control him. Okay? This is who they're propping up. This is who they're promoting. This is who they want you to praise. And I just showed you during the break, friends, as to who Vladimir Zelensky truly is. Now, this is who he really is, as you well know, and this is what your mainstream media is trying to put him up at. Folks, this is what they do with any dictator. They're trying to get you to believe that he's a liberator when, in fact, the opposite is true. Just like so many others, Time Magazine, the mainstream media, all day long, they are constantly putting men up like this. They want you to believe that these are what the world has to offer when it comes to the heroic, the courageous, when in fact the opposite is true. Folks, they're demonic. They're debased. The debauchery is second to none. They're immoral. They're seducers, just like their father who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. On John 10:10, they call him the great deluder. Okay? Let me give you a list during this last segment of the men, the devils, that Time Magazine has labeled men of the year. okay? Regardless of what light they tried to put them in, what was the first impression people got? For example, back in 1938, when Adolf Hitler was declared Times Man of the Year. Did you hear what I said? Adolf Hitler was declared Times Man of the Year. Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. Also consider the 405,000 of whom were American soldiers and 12 million of whom were exterminated through the said Holocaust. The mainstream media, Times Magazine, puts him up as the man of the year. What about Joseph Stalin? Did you know that President Roosevelt back in the 30s had the American people calling the Red Terror Joseph Stalin, good old Uncle Joe? I'm not making this up. This is how ignorant the people have become. Oh, what's even worse is all the people that suffered his cruel dictatorships in Russia. Do you know that when he died, Joseph Stalin died? Did you know that they called him the father of the nation? That reminds me of Mao Zedong, who killed off millions, tens of millions of the grandparents of those today in China that worship Mao Zedong. What are people doing? This is why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, folks. We got to think. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Let's go to Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin was declared Times Man of the Year in 1939. That wasn't good enough, but also in 1942. He was Times Man of the Year. Again, you can't make it up. He was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. I've heard for the numbers up to 60 million. And yet, in America, they would have you praise the likes of a Joseph Stalin or have you praise the likes of an Adolf Hitler. Oh, and I do want you to remember, going back to Adolf Hitler, he didn't go in as a dictator, friends. He always sold himself as there for the people. And what he did is once he got into power, he began to kill off his political opposition through a totalitarian system of government. And don't forget that Adolf Hitler, like what you're seeing in your government today, he established the sodomites into positions just the same way that Time Magazine is concerning the person of the year in Vladimir Zelensky. They appoint the masculine sodomites because they'll do what they're told and they'll do the unthinkable. Okay? So we all know Joseph Stalin was declared Times Man of the Year in 1939 and in 1942. What about Nikita Khrushchev? He was declared Times Man of the Year in 1957 in the American media. This has been going on for a long time. Khrushchev was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition the same way that you're seeing through the mainstream media today and the agencies that have been established unconstitutionally in America today. But he used to like to threaten and bully his opposition. He was so dangerous that he had to be removed by his subordinates lest that country was wiped out. But again, Time's Man of the Year just happened to be Nikita Khrushchev. Richard Nixon was declared Times Man of the Year in 1971. And we all know Nixon was on his way to impeachment due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal, which, by the way, was a distraction, smoke and mirrors, concerning the pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. that was being exposed. But Richard Nixon was Times Man of the Year. Not making it up, friends. Guess who else was Times Man of the Year? Henry Kissinger, the war criminal, the sodomite. Henry Kissinger was declared the man, Times Man of the Year in 1972. Isn't it interesting? This is the guy that said the military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. This is the guy that advocates war sitting next to president after president after president in the people's, in your White House. Okay? Kissinger is a known globalist in support of the New World Order. He's quoted as saying, again, military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used pawns in foreign policy. Friends, there is a war on its way. Mark my words, there's a war on its way. And when that war comes, don't you dare send your kids to fight their battle, all the while knowing what you just heard. If it's a righteous war, the first ones that will go will be to the ones that are calling forth the war like our forefathers. The American people have been dumbed down now to believe it's honor to send their kids to go fight their foreign wars, all the while knowing what Henry Kissinger just said. Okay? You want to end the wars? Tell the politicians that are creating the wars to go fight in themselves. Okay? If we must defend ourselves, we'll do that from our front yards. Going back to Time's Man of the Year, what about the Ayatollah Khomeini? He was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. Khomeini was the Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. And it's interesting to note that President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who slaughtered thousands and thousands of his own people, calling his executions. Well, what's worse, that doing it blatantly with a gun? Or the same government like that of a Ronald Reagan who failed to stop abortion when they illegally sanctioned here and call it a woman's right by slaughtering and dissecting babies in the womb because now it's in a doctor's office. Read Proverbs 6:17, folks. Mikhail Gorbachev, he was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1987 and in 1989. Okay? Going forward, he lives in San Francisco. He did, and he was trying to do his best to establish a globalist ideology that is in fact being taught in over 10,000 American schools in America. As I said, through a socialized program called Globe, you can't make it up, Americans. We've got all the information we need. Who else was Times Magazine Man of the Year or the Person of the Year? The sodomite foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama. He was declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and in 2012. Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. If you go back to the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama, he has been the most destructive president in America. He's known as the most biblically hostile president. He's attempted to attack the foundations of America over and over by giving the American people the finger in transgressing the constitutional laws in which we are under God to be established and confirmed in. Over 1,168 times he transgressed the U.S. Constitution, but Time names him the Person of the Year. You see how this works, folks? Time magazine named him the Person of the Year. And now that we're at the end of the show, I want you to see this again. This is the guy they're trying to sell to you as the Person of the Year, Vladimir Zelensky, who is a known Nazi, who is a sodomite, who is an actor, who has become president, who they are trying to sell to you as some great liberator in Ukraine. Think again, folks. It's time to open up our eyes. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in one day in 23 hours.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.